Welcome to Successfully Significant Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Page. I am a passionate seven-figure entrepreneur who has built multiple successful businesses while being a wife, raising my two boys, and living life to the fullest. I have been a leader to countless number of people for 30 plus years and have created multiple platforms for women to win in the exact place they need a victory. You know what I know is going to happen today? You're going to find your voice, you're going to find your purpose, you're going to find your passion, and you're going to share this with your girlfriends. And one more thing, hey you, you're enough. And I'm going to give you full permission to love yourself today. Welcome to my podcast. Good morning. Good morning. I timed that. Good morning. I timed that super perfectly. Literally just got done with my boot camp and my stretch. Yes, I did. Great day. Happy Friday, everybody. How are you guys? How is everyone this morning? It's a weird kind of humid in Argyle. We got some fog happening. Over this day, we've got some fog. We've got some humidity in the windows. How is everybody? It is Friday. I'm going to get my little stick from my office. Good morning. Good morning. Wow, it really is foggy. That's so funny. When I went upstairs to work out, it was dark. So now that I am downstairs and it's light, it is foggy outside. How is everyone this morning? Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. How is everyone? How is everyone? Okay, here we go. I'm going to breathe. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is Friday. It is football day here in Argyle. We all know what that means. That means on Fridays, we wear red and black. You guys know that, right? Let me show you my little red and black. Red and black, red and black. Red and black, red and black. Red. That's about as close as to being a cheerleader as I'm going to get. Is that little jingle for all of you? Let me breathe. How is everybody today? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Did you guys see my title for today? Did y'all see my title for today? Can you tell me in the comments? Oh, thanks, Susan. Thanks. You guys know that I have been on an eating program. I've always worked out. So I've worked out my whole entire life, a minimum of 5 days a week, my whole life. But I started an eating program, which has rocked my world. And then I added the whole Zen line to it, which is burn, and a fit, which is like drinking amino acids, and then a shake first thing in the morning. And it's really changed all the things. So I've been very proud of myself. High five, sister. High five, Robbie. Doing a great job. Remember, if you're not clapping for yourself, who's clapping for you? Right? So did you guys see my title of today? Anybody see my title of today? I need to hear a yes or a no, because I want to let you know today's going to be a little bit strong. So today is a rated R rise and shine. Okay. I want to share my little heart with y'all. Thanks everyone. Thanks. I'm going to catch my breath really, really quickly. Let me turn the light on. Well, can you guys see me okay? I think you guys can see me. And let me turn the light on. Okay, so number one, does anybody take Allerplex? You guys, can I tell you guys? Okay, so if you didn't see, I don't like that light. If you guys didn't see my title, That works, right?
Yeah, y'all can see me, right? If you guys didn't see my title of today, yes, thank you, Kim. Why is everyone hating on rich people? That's my title for today. Hold on. Can I just tell you guys something? If you feel congested and stuffy and headache and sore throat, today, the same symptoms, what were they called last year? Go to last year, October, when you woke up stuffy, headache, couldn't smell, sore throat. Last year, what was that called? Does anybody know? The flu, sure, had a little bit of a fever. Allergies. Yay, good job, everyone. Allergies. What is that called this year? The China virus. Y'all, I don't know about you, but I'm 49 years old, and my whole entire life, it's been called allergies. So before you race off to get tested and putting your life at risk with a false positive, think for yourself. Did y'all know? I got to tell you a quick story. My brother-in-law, Simon, he got tested positive. He got tested positive for the China virus. And he said, shut up. I don't have the China virus. Shut your face. I demand to be retested. And it came back negative the very next day. And then tested and negative. Okay? Smart man. Smart man. And then my cousin Ferdy, who I don't know if you guys know, he's my age. Hold on. I got to clean my screen. He's my age. He tested positive for COVID. In Houston. He lives here. But he got an email and he got a test result that he tested positive in Houston. And he's like, I ain't been to Houston in 10 years. So, friends, this time last year, it was called allergies. Okay? All right. So all that to say, Heather, that's fine, but demand a retest 3 times. That's my wisdom for you. Okay. Anyway, stuff like that just frustrates me so bad, y'all. You have no idea. You have no idea. Anyway, I'm not here to talk about China. Okay? I'm here to talk about rich people because I want to ask everybody a question. Did anybody see the debate the other night? Why does everybody hate on rich people? I'm just curious. It's called allerplex, Angel. I'm telling you, within 24 hours, you'll think, oh. You know what I do love, though, honestly, is this is finally a time in our country where we actually don't make fun of vitamins. I mean, that's a new day. We don't make fun of vitamins anymore. We don't make fun of taking care of your body. We don't make fun of drinking water. We stopped making fun of those who have made a fortune in health and wellness. We've stopped making fun of people who take vitamins every day. We've stopped saying, oh, why do we need vitamins? We're going to pee them out anyway. I mean, you don't need no vitamins. You don't need no vitamins. I'm going to go to Walmart and I'm going to get my vitamins because Walmart's got the best vitamins ever. No. Y'all, come on. Anyway, I do love that in this country, we're finally paying attention to vitamins. You guys should see my cabinet. It's full of vitamins. Y'all have heard me talk about my AM, PM. It's full of vitamins. It's 2 tablets at night and 2 tablets in the morning, and you have every vitamin your body would ever need. It is time to take some vitamins, people. Drink some freaking lemon water, people. Stupid. Ugh, does my head in. Okay, anyway, that's not what today's about. Okay, today is about rich people. Hi, my name is Robbie Page, and I am rich people. Let me say something to all you haters of rich people. I have seen post after post after post of, yeah, stupid rich people, and all the rich people want to do is take advantage of the rest of the people, and they should be taxed like crazy, and they should be. Listen to me. Do you know if it wasn't for rich people, you would not have a job? Do you guys know that? Last I checked, rich people carry the weight of the world. Last I checked, rich people supply a paycheck to you and your families. Last I checked, rich people have the most responsibility, the most pressure. Last I checked, rich people sign your paycheck. Last I check, because I've been foreclosed on twice and bankrupt once. Last I checked, rich people, when the things shift, you go get another job, we go under. Uh-huh. Did you guys know that? Because you get to grab your suitcase and go get another job. And the rich people got to figure out how to get out of the lease. Got to figure out how to take all of your computers. Rich people paid for those. All your chairs you sit in at work, rich people paid for those. That lunchroom that you go eat in, rich people pay for that. The vending machine where you get your water or your Coke or your Dr. Pepper. Thank you, Jesus, for Dr. Pepper. Rich people rent that. The lights that you turn on, rich people pay for that. Did you guys know that? All the things that allow you to go to work every day, a rich people pays for that. Why you be hating on rich people? I don't understand that. Because you know why we shouldn't pay more taxes? Can I just tell you guys why over $400,000 a year is going to pay more taxes? Do you know why? Because we pay more liability. We pay more insurance. We pay more than you pay out of your paycheck every single month. We go to bed worried about you and your families. We go to bed crunching numbers, hoping to God we don't have to make layoffs. We wake up with the pressure of your children on our shoulders. We wake up wondering how we can make it happen so we don't have to lay people off. We wake up wondering how can we not lose everything, lose all our employees, and lose ourselves. Rich people. Oh, that pisses me off when people say that. Pisses me off. Because you know what? Most people have the luxury of walking into the office like this. Ready? Let's just play this thing out, okay? Good morning, everyone. How is everybody today? Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, let me brew myself a little espresso here in the coffee pot that you've provided for me and the cup that is in the workstation. Oh, hello. Where's my perfect little office chair? Let me turn on my little computer. Oh, look. Oh, I'm hot in here. Let me go turn the air down. That was given to you by a rich person, just so you guys know. I gotta tell you, anyone who hates on rich people has an entitlement mentality. I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you. Anyone who hates on rich people doesn't understand the way of the land. It's not that rich people only look out for themselves. It's that rich people are responsible for you. Rich people pay all the fees, the leases. Rich people sign their life away for $10 million loans. That's what happens. Just so that you know, rich people are up late at night reading leadership books, reading books on how we can do this thing better. Rich people are the ones trying to figure out How can we advance? How can we give pay raises? Rich people get up at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning so that we can work out because we've got our biggest day ahead of us. Rich people focused on Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4. Rich people, don't even get me started. Stop hating on rich people, you guys, because when you go to work today, there's probably a good chance your boss is, makes over 400 grand. We hope. We hope that for him. And we hope he gets a vacation to relax and to take a big deep breath. But he doesn't because we have iPhones now and we work all the time. And rich people are always 100% the stressed out people. And also, just so you know, rich people tithe more than you do. And here's what I always tell. I'll never forget my mentor said this to me. My mentor said this to me. If you're fussed about money, you will never have an abundance of it. If all you can do is look at people and judge them according to your paycheck, judge me according to my paycheck. Don't judge me according to your paycheck. My paycheck. Judge me according to my responsibility. Judge me according to all the taxes that I pay. Judge me according to the liability that I have to pay in case you hurt your back at work. Judge me for the liability I have to pay for workman's comp in case you come in drunk. This has actually happened. You come in drunk and I have to fire you and you go claim workman's comp. That's happened to me. What? Judge me on my load. Judge me on my responsibility. Judge me on the amount of IMAX I've had to buy. Judge me on the amount of lunches I've had to pay. Judge me on the amount of lunches I'm anyway. So I just want to say to you guys, why do I share this with you guys? Let me share this with you guys. At the end of the day, you guys, I'm saying this to you because I know that when you have blinders on, such as I hate rich people, yeah, they should be penalized, yeah, they should, yeah, 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 that's blinders. And blinders will cost you so greatly. What I want to encourage you to do is ask a rich person, hey, can I ask you some questions? How can I pray for you? Thank you for my job. Thank you for providing 150,000 jobs to this country. Thank you for having multiple locations so that if I want to move, you could perhaps place me somewhere else. Thank you so much for staying up at night and worrying about how I get to feed my family. Thank you so much for reading a minimum of 20 books a year. That's really what we should be doing because our life will go in the direction of what we appreciate, what we honor, what we value. And if we dishonor rich people, we'll never be one. If we value rich people, we'll become one. And I'm not talking about spiritual rich. Yes, we live in America. All of us are rich. If you drink a water bottle, sister, you're rich, just so you know. If you have shoes on your feet, you're rich. Yes, we all know that. However, I'm talking about money, like salaries, all right? So my encouragement for you, because I understand you. I understand you because I used to sit so long and I used to think, that's not fair. That's not fair. Why did they get that car? How come she can carry a Louis Vuitton bag? How come they get to go on vacation? How come their kids get to go to Disney? How come? I remember thinking that way. I remember thinking that we serve a God who has babies come up this little conveyor belt and he goes, let me look in your face. Your life's gonna suck. Like, you're gonna be broke. You go that way, bro. Oh, you're cute. You go into wealth. I stopped believing that. And I started to ask, what am I missing? If I am not where they are financially, what am I missing? You guys got to remember, I have had dinner with the rats. You guys got to remember, there was days my sister, my precious sister, and I could cry about this, would come in. I'd come home from work and I had groceries in my fridge because my sister would stock my refrigerator. And if it wasn't for that, she was wealthy. And if it wasn't for that, we weren't going to eat. And then there was times when we finally got ahead financially and my sister went broke and I got to go fill her refrigerator with food. See, you surround yourself with people who are on the journey to the greatest mountain of your life. Because if you don't have enough money, the enemy's got you. If you have just enough, you got you. But if you have an abundance, God's got you. My mentor taught me that 12 years ago. 2 foreclosures and a bankruptcy. He said that to me. And I thought, wow. So I started researching. I want to talk to rich people. I want to understand your thinking. I want to listen to you talk. Do you sound wealthy? Do you walk wealthy? Do you read wealthy? I want to understand you, because if I can understand you, I can begin to go in that direction. So I say this to you guys, because the whole chit chat about hating rich people, let me tell you, it's going to stump you. It's like a big fat mason jar and you're just screwing your lid on tighter and tighter and tighter. Stop. It's only hurting you, people. It's only hurting you. Number one, we live in America. You have opportunity to become everything that you want to become. You have opportunity to become a person that people want to follow. You have an opportunity to get over yourself and grow. Personal growth is the most beautiful thing. You have the opportunity to learn things you've never understood about money. You have the opportunity to start over. That's where we live, in the United States of America. And so I want you, I plead with you, stop the insanity of hating on rich people. Stop it. And maybe you don't want that responsibility. Hey, that's fair. That maybe you don't have the entrepreneur spirit. That's fine. Maybe you don't want to stay up stressed out every night on how do I feed my employees? Like, there's hundreds upon hundreds of children that rely on me. That's fine. I don't want to sign all these leases. I don't want to rent this office space. I don't want to buy 150 max. I don't want to provide. That's fine. God created entrepreneurs and he created employees. And I want to encourage you. If you don't want to be an entrepreneur, that's fine. But honor the entrepreneurs who are willing to put their neck out, who are willing to fight, even if you're an employee and you want to get to the president, or you want to get to the senior manager, or you want to get to the GC. That's a job, y'all. They have to walk to a different tune. They have to become a different person to advance wherever you want to advance, whether it's manager, whether it's senior manager, whether it's in rank, what doesn't matter, but it requires effort. And it requires dying to yourself. And it requires leadership. And it requires stop throwing up on Facebook. And it requires being somebody that people want to follow. It requires love. It requires coming from a place of peace. It requires knowledge. It requires all of these things. Listen to me, you guys. I get it. 2 foreclosures and a bankruptcy. I get it. And I could have stayed there. When we filed for bankruptcy, you guys, I'll never forget getting in that car. And I'll never forget, we were in Fort Worth, Texas, and I got in that car. And this makes me so emotional still. And I shut that door and I looked at Brian and I said, this is not the life that I signed up for. This is not the life that I signed up for. I'm done with being broke. I'm done with all of it. What are we missing? What are we missing? Because if people we know are moving on and we're not, we're missing something, not them. That was a game changer for me. That was a game changer for me because I was done. And so you guys want to know why I said yes to this new opportunity? Because my greatness is not done. My leadership is not done. You should be grateful you've made millions. It's not about the millions. It's about the people. It's about the march. It's about untrapping trapped women and men in poverty and mindsets and brokenness and belief systems. Because you guys, years ago, when I said yes to AdvoCare, I said yes to building champions. I said yes to making a difference. I claimed and wore t-shirts that I was a difference maker. That doesn't end with an application. That doesn't end when a company goes under. That doesn't end when you resign. If I said I'm a difference maker, I'm a freaking difference maker. See, a lot of people, I don't want to do direct sales again. Then you ain't a difference maker. You were only a difference maker for a season. And then I moved on into the CBD world. I'm still a difference maker. I build champions. That's what I do, and I do it well. But I had to go foreclosed on and bankrupt first so that I could figure Robbie out and I could change my thinking and I could review my life. And then I leave the CBD world because of trust issues and all the things in the company. And I go into retirement from direct sales. And it was in my quiet time that God said, "Why are you hoarding your leadership?" And it hit me hard. And I thought, oh yeah, I'm a difference maker. Didn't I wear that shirt for 10 years? For 10 years and then an additional 18 months? Oh yeah, I build champions. Didn't I claim that for 10 years? That doesn't go to sleep because of a company. That's who I am. So I don't care what people think. You've changed more jobs than I have direct sales. It's the same. See, don't be hating on rich people because we're always looking for the greatest opportunity to impact people. Don't be hating on rich people because we're willing to get back in the freaking trenches and do it again. Every rich person you'll ever meet has done it again and again. We've just failed more than you have. I don't care what people think about me doing another direct sales because you know what direct sales means? That's people. And last I checked, in 2008, I made the stand and wore the t-shirts that said, "We build champions and I am a difference maker." And nobody turns that off. That is who I am and that is what I do. And so therefore, because I'm willing to do it again, I will create more wealth. I'm still going to bed now, again, at 1:30 in the morning, getting up at 5. I'm still back in the trenches. I'm still on phone call after phone call after phone call every 30 minutes for 12 hours in a day because I'm in the trenches. I'm in the trenches. And you know what fills up in the trenches first when it rains? The trenches. And so I don't know about you guys, but I want to encourage all of my friends, stop hating on the rich people and start interviewing the rich people. Stop hating on people of wealth and start learning from people of wealth. Stop dismissing people of wealth and start reading people of wealth's stories. Stop assuming people of wealth and start asking people of wealth. Stop judging people of wealth on your income and your liabilities and your responsibilities and what you have to put out and the amount of people's lives that you carry and the amount of children that eat because you sign a paycheck. Judge it on ours. Judge me on my efforts. Judge me on my responsibility. Judge me on the books that I read. Judge me on the time that I spend in growth. Judge me on the money that I spend on a coach. Judge me on the amount of time that I sit in mentorship. Judge me on the board of directors that I keep. Judge me on the leases that I sign. Judge me on the planes that I've been on to go help people. Judge me for my efforts, for mine, not on yours. Because I believe every single one of us can be greater than we have been ever before in this country, but we've got to get on our knees and stop believing in people who want to tax the rich and not tax those other people under $400,000. Wake up, people. You know what that's doing? That's tapping at your pride. That's tapping at your mind. Don't sit for it. Your goal should be to make over 400 grand. So as you're rallying around taxing people that make over $400,000, tells me that you never want to make more than 400 grand. You should be thinking, hell no. My goal is to make $500,000 a year. No, 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 sister. No, no. You're limiting my future. No. Mm-mm. That tells me your lid is less than $400,000. My heart for y'all is that you'll pay attention. Just pay attention. That's it. You're better than that. You're greater than that. Your kids deserve more than that. Your family deserves more than that. You know what my goal always is? Is to help you travel the world. My goal always is, if I can pay for you to travel, I pay for you to travel. I look at my staff and I'll say, hey, this is before all this craziness. And I'll say, hey, let's go to New York City. I'll pay for it. Do you know what that costs me to provide an experience for my people? No, you don't, because you've never done it unless you're a rich people. Employee lunches, all the things. Listen to me. My heart for you guys is that you don't lid yourself at less than 400,000. You've just put yourself in a financial cage. You should think to yourself, no, because my goals in life is to make $500,000 plus, because I can control that. I am the variable to my own life. That is my heart for you guys. That is my heart for you guys. Stop sitting down. Stand up and think for yourself. Reevaluate yourself now for your future. Reevaluate yourself now for your future. And thank that person that's wealthy in your life, that writes your paychecks, that feeds your family, that pays for your insurance, that has that desk for you to sit at, that has that computer for you to work on, that pays that electricity bill for you to turn the lights on, that has that AC to turn up, to turn down when you're hot, that provides your 2 weeks vacation, that pays for your company car, that pays for your cell phone, that pays for your employee lunches, thank them today. Maybe you haven't thought about what I'm sharing with you. Thank them today. Ask them questions, because our life will go in the direction of what we see, what we focus on, and what we believe. And I believe my greatest days are ahead of me. I believe this is the poorest I'll ever be in my entire life. I believe that it's only up from here. I believe that the mountain of mastery is to be tackled again. I believe that this is the smallest my life will ever look. I believe that I haven't even met people that I will meet again. I am not scared, because my name is Robbie Page, and I am a difference maker, and I build champions, and I am no longer defined by a company. It is who I am. So who are you? This is my Friday heart for you guys. I know we usually spend Fridays celebrating, but man, I was churning so big on you guys. I don't want you to limit yourself, guys. I want you to experience life. I want you to experience joy. I want you to experience what it's like to tithe 5 figures a month. My goal is to tithe 6 figures a month. My goal is to give 7 figures a month, 7 figures a year. I want to give away cars. I want to give away Peloton bikes. I asked God for for a Peloton bike last Christmas, and we gave away 2. I want to give away cars. I want to give someone my house. I want to take my family. One of my biggest regrets is my Aunt Baby. We're so broke. I told her, as I started my journey out of poverty and into breakthrough, I'll never forget it. I told her that I would buy her a new red Suburban, because she loved her red Suburban, but it was super old, very, very old. She was my favorite person on the planet. Ah! Your goal should be to be wealthy. That should be your goals. Yep. So surround yourself with wealthy people. Guess what? You'll become one. All right. That's all I got for you guys today. Listen, it's Friday. My best prayer for you is that you will step out of hating on the wealthy and become one of us. My prayer for you is that you will step out of judging the wealthy and become one of us. My prayer for you is that you will stop deciding things that you don't even know about the wealthy and become one of us. That's my prayer for you guys. Okay? So, happy Friday, everyone. On goes this wealthy girl, starting at 9 o'clock, all the way until 3 o'clock, to help people. It's what I do, phone call after phone call. I have appointments. I have a lunch with a friend who is struggling. Thank God I don't have an 8 to 5 have to be at the office job or I couldn't go help her. That's what wealth does for you. It buys you time. So you guys are awesome. My heart is bleeding for you that are thinking that way. So I want to encourage you guys. Believe that one day you can make more than $400,000 a year. And you will understand why that's not funny. All right? Happy Friday, everybody. Go Argyle Eagles. I love you guys so much. All my rise and shine girls, cheers to all of you. Love you so much. Bye-bye. I sure hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If you love what you heard, here's what I want you to do next. Number one, subscribe to my show so that you're sure you never miss an episode. Number two, connect with me on Facebook and Instagram, Robbie D. Page. And then finally, head over and visit robbiepage.com. There you're going to find videos, trainings, courses, and a lot of other incredible content waiting for you. Have an incredible week.